This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Vinigolus Yisrael, Me'aretzom, Yisoyed Hamisa. Leaving Eretz Yisrael, Golus that happened back then, we're still in Golus. The fact that we're able to visit, of course, brings us simcha, brings us some relief. But Golus Yisrael, that being forced out of the land, Yisoyed Hamisa is the sod, is the secret of death. Yisoyed Hamisa. When a person is away from his place, that's not Yisoyed Hamisa. When an Irishman is not in Ireland, an Italian is not in Italy, that's not Yisoyed Hamisa. He misses his homeland. He's filled with all kinds of feelings of nostalgia, longing. Say that. That's normal, that's natural for a person when he's away from his place. But it's not called Misa. When a fish is not and it's in the water, that's called Misa. That's death. But when a Frenchman is not in France, that's not called Misa. It's chaval. It's harder for him. He has to adjust. He has to get used to where he is. But it's not called Misa. The neshama leaves the guf. And there's a separation between the body and the soul. That's called Misa. That's called death. Golus is Yisoyed Hamisa. It's not displacement. It's Yisoyed Hamisa. Now, the Chaban didn't make this up. So first of all of us are familiar with the frightening vision of Yechezkel Navi, of the dry bones in the valley of Dura. Chazayin Atzomas Heveshes. Shagolus he based kvaritz. And the simple pshat in that vision of Yechezkel, there are different opinions of who those people were. Who did those skeletons belong to? Who were they? There are different opinions. But the simple pshat is that Golus is a big Beis HaKvaris. It's a big cemetery. Yechezkel Navi was the Navi of Golus, was the Navi of Ani B'Sar HaGarla, Ani B'Garla, that I am in Golus. And the vision of the Atzomas Yevashis of the dry bones in the valley is that Golus is a Beis HaKvaris. Golus is a big cemetery. V'chen Amr Chachamim, Nimshlo Tzion L'Meisa. The Tzion Yushalayim is compared to a person who has died. Shnemar, as it says in Pasuk, in Eicha, B'machashakim, Hoshivani, Kimeisei Olam. Hashem, you have placed me in these dark, dark places in Golus, and I am like those who have died and passed away. Kimeisei Olam. Like a mace that's put into a kever, it seems forgotten, a dark place. Hamisa hi piyud haguf hasholem l'rizisa. Misa means that the body that was whole is now in pieces. It disintegrates. U'mashmo shokla yisrael. And as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, now we don't feel that way. We feel pretty good today, Baruch Hashem, to one degree or another. But Mashmo Shel Klal Yisrael, he matzav by Nisayon Rak Besod Achitzayinis. The meaning of this is that Klal Yisrael continues to exist in Golus. The Misa, the death here, doesn't mean, of course, dying. Physically dying doesn't mean what death means to a physical being. But I'm sure that you know that we've certainly discussed that many times here, that the Zohar Kaddish tells us that whenever there's a descent from a higher level to a lower level, that's called death. Whenever there's a descent from Pnimius to Chitzayinus, whenever a person shifts from inwardness to outwardness, from something real to something that's make-believe, from something meaningful to something that's silly, it's unimportant. The Zohar says that's called death. That's called dying. So in Galus, the Chaban is explaining that the matzav that we are in Galus is when it's anorak b'soyd hachitzaynis. That we're living here in Galus all of these years b'soyd hachitzaynis, in a way of externality, not who we really are. We're not who we really are. We're not what we could be. We're not what we originally were intended to be. Shehi achayim shel kol adam lavado. As we learned last week, at the very beginning of the Torah, it's like toiv hayos adam lavado. It's not good for man to be alone. Chitzonius, the side of Chitzonius in Galus and the misa of Galus is that Jews live by themselves. That a person envisions himself as an individual, as we learned last week. An individual means, okay, I have my family, Baruch Hashem, I have my shul, I have my community. But he doesn't see himself, as we learned last week, he doesn't see himself as a self in the organism of Knesset Yisrael. Remember we were learning last week? He doesn't see himself. He doesn't sense himself as being a self, as being a part of something much greater. It doesn't mean that we don't identify ourselves as being part of Am Yisrael. Of course we do. But the Chitzonius has taken over. That's what Golus is. And the Misa, that separation of Klal Yisrael mean that separation is that only when Am Yisrael, only when one is part of that reality that's called Knesset Yisrael, is he truly alive. But he's taken away and separated from the entirety, so he withers and he dies. That doesn't mean that he's not successful at work. Doesn't mean that he's not shomer mitzvahs. Doesn't mean that he doesn't have a family and so on. But it's beside achitzanis. Shiachayim shall call adam levada. Kishuv lo hayinu guf echad el evarim mirusakim. Because from the time that we're in Galus, we're no longer like one guf. The Jewish people are no longer like one body, again, one organism. We're like evarim mirusakim, like evarim limbs that have been crushed, dismembered, torn away from each other. Tayim nefrodim zemize, cells that are separated one from the other. Ba'ar baruches ha-shamayim, all over the world. And this is a very famous Gra that we've spoken about many times over the years. This is the Lashon of the Gra. Ve'ein itano yodea adma. It says in Pasuk, Ve'ein itano yodea adma. We don't know how long this will be. Now, ma mem hei is the gematria Adam. This is discussed more in the notes at the end. Any Tani Yodea Adma, that again, that when an Italian is away from Italy, he's still an Adam, he's still a human being. But when a Jew is not in Eretz Yisrael, when a Jew is not who he's supposed to be, Ein itano yodea adma. Then there's something terrible that's missing in his existence. Ad ye'ora leni roch memorum, the Goyin says, until a spirit will be poured upon us from above, until we're brought back to life. Kim eis shachar v'abayis, from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Yotzar Ruchenu Ateris Roshenu. I mean, he's saying Kabbalah things here, we're just trying to understand the simple pshat. But since that time of the Beis Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was out in the Shaman. That was the soul of the Jewish people. It's what kept all Jews together. The Beis HaMikdash was the headquarters that was Makasha Mechaber, all Jews one with the other, that made us into that guf echad, that one guf. Since the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Yotzar Ruchenu Ateris Roshenu. v'nishanu rak anachnu hu guf shelo loy nefesh. So we're now just like a body without a soul. We're left now like a body without a soul. V'tziyah l'chutz laretz hu hakever. So at the beginning we were still in Eretz Yisrael. We were still in Eretz Yisrael. And the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But then, of course, we were driven away from Eretz Yisrael. We left the Golos. And going to Chutz La'aretz, Hu HaKever, that's the grave. So now the body is taken to the grave. First there was the Yitzias HaNeshama. The Yitzias HaNeshama, that was the death. That was the Chur Beis HaMikdash. It was Ateres Hashem, the crown of our heads, our soul. Ruach HaPeinu, the breath of our nostrils. That's the Chur Beis HaMikdash. We were dead. We went on physically being alive, but it wasn't the same. So we died, so to speak. We died, and we were in Eretz Yisrael for a short time. And then we were forced to leave. And the Yitzhiyah, L'chutz La'aretz Hu HaKever. And going to Chutz La'aretz was being lowered into the grave. Chutz La'aretz is the grave. That's the vision of Yechezkel, the Atzamas Yevashis. That's the grave. The Harima Misayveva Saleinu. And the worms surround us. V'em yadeinu lahatzil, those worms that surround us to consume us, and we have no way to save ourselves. Hein ha'ovdei kachavim, those are the ovdei kachavim, the nations of the world, our hosts, where we were sent all of the years in different places. Ha'eichlim b'sarein, who are consuming our flesh. Nevertheless, we somehow, in that grave, being eaten by the worms and galus, we were able to preserve chaburas and yeshivas gedolos, to have groups of Jews, yeshivas, and so on, learning. Achin nirkav habasar, but over time, just as what happens with the mace inside the grave, over time, nirkav habasar, the flesh rotted. V'hatzamos nifziru pizur achar pizur, and the bones were scattered, scattered more and more. M'komokom hoyu adayin ha'atzamos kayomos, but at least the bones were still around. They were still bones. They were scattered, but they were around. Shehina tamin chacham shivisrael, and the bones, the atzamos, are the tamin chacham that we've had. Ma'midi ha'guf, just like the bones hold the body up, Amidei Aguf, Hachin Nirkuvo Hatzamos, but the Hatzamos themselves, over time, rotted. Lainisha Elatarbet Rekev Miitano V'Nasa Afa. And with the exception of that one tiny, tiny little piece of a Jew that can never be destroyed, to lose the Tarbet that can never be destroyed, no matter how long it's in the grave, no matter how long it was in the gas chamber, it can't be destroyed. But v'nasa offer, but the mitzvahs of Am Yisrael and Golos is offer, like the dirt, ashes, dirt. Shachel offer nafshena. That's what it says in the pasuk. We are lowered down into the dirt. V'nachnu mekavim atho. So the Gra ends this very encouraging Torah here. V'nachnu mekavim atho l'tchias ha'meisim. That what we're longing for and all that we're waiting for is Tchias Ameis. Tchias Ameis, to bring us back to life. Hisnari me'ofa kumi, as we say in davening, based upon the Pasuk in Navi, Hisnari me'ofa kumi. For Hashem's Baruch to pour upon us His Ruach and to wake us up. Me'ofa kumi is that we could be able to arise from the dirt. The Yaru Ruach me'mar malena, that Hashem will pour a Ruach from above upon us. This is a description of Am Yisrael and Golos. This is not just being away from your home. This is Misa. Soid HaMisa. Zui HaYisparu Shabagolos. This is the crumbling, the dismemberment of Golos. V'hini Al-Kain Naisa Bagolos Avedis HaShem Rak B'Soid HaChitzonius. Therefore, our Avodas Hashem over these years of Golos is b'chitzonius, b'soid ha'chitzonius. Which is what? Soid tikkun atzmo b'vad. Which is the soid of each person trying to work on himself. But this loss of consciousness, this misa that Jews no longer feel bound one with the other, the way that we used to when we had the Beis HaMikdash, when we were in Yerushalayim. During Golos, a person is not able to see himself in that way of pnimius as a cell in the organism of Am Yisrael. When they resuka umma, because the umma, the nation, was crushed. And our entire way of grasping life is based upon this bechina of chitzonis. Lochush atzmo ki yeshus la'atzmo. What is chitzonis? That each person feels himself like a separate yeshus. Of course, he hears some bad news. Ay, 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 ay. It's terrible. He hears some good news. That's gewaldig. But ki yeshus atzmo. Ki yeshus la'atzmo. Hatzoedes el goyrola ha'ishi. And each person sees himself as a separate, independent entity that's marching towards, you know, his own destiny, his own personal destiny. Ba'olam hazeh or ba'olam haba. In this world, and then what he imagines and hopes that he has waiting for him, something good for himself in the world to come. L'fichach, therefore, avodas Hashem is makto b'tikun shel kol nitzoitz la'atzmo b'levad. Therefore, in Golos, all of the years, avodas Hashem was focused primarily upon each spark correcting itself. Each Jew improving his midas, working on his learning, his davening. Also, of course, working on Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. But all is something which was about himself, about his own personal tikkun, his own personal Yeshua. Kizeh ma'ashahoye ba'asogis ha'deres b'gorlis. This page. Because this was the hasaga that we were able to have in Golos. Uchelek mimaras haGolos, and this is part of the curse of being in Golos. Mimaras is a curse, like in the parasha, mikalolcha aor. Lashon of cursing. Uchelg mimaras hagolos. The ibud madregas achaim hapnimis shay Yisrael. That we lost this madrega of chaim hapnimis of Am Yisrael. Sheena shayeches ala bizman hagula. That will only be restored in its entirety, in its healthy way, at the time of gula. Ubehayos Yisrael ba'artzam, when we return to our land. Kemaim razar ala pasuk. The way the Zohar learns the pasuk in Navi that we say Mincha Shabbos, who is like your nation Yisrael? Now the way that those words are used very often when you hear something that a Jew does that's very very nice, so it's Mikam Chiyisrael. It's a nice thing to say, but the true Metzius of Am Chiyisrael and what the pasuk is saying and the way the Zohar reveals to us the premise of this pasuk is not just a compliment. Wow, that's really nice. No, only Jews, you know, return lost objects, or only Jews look out for each other. But however you like to use that expression from the pasuk Mikam Chiyisrael, but the pasuk says Mikam Chiyisrael Goy Echad Baretz. Doesn't say wow, who's so nice like the Jew. Who is so great like the Jewish people? It says, Mikam Chisel Ge'echad Baris. And the way the Zohar understands that pasuk is very clear. Le'akun Echad Elabaris. That the only place that the Jewish people are truly one is in Eretz Yisrael. Mikam Chisel Ge'echad Baris. That's the pshat the Zohar says in pasuk. You see down in the footnote Gimel, you have the Zohar Kodesh should begin the Knesset Yisrael Hashta V'Galusa, that because the Jewish people, because Knesset Yisrael, remember Knesset Yisrael is that term that means the ingathering of the Jewish people, that body of Am Yisrael as one organism. begin the Knesset Yisrael hashda begalusa, that because Knesset Yisrael is now in Galus, kivyachol lo yikri echad. We are not called echad. So it's nice to borrow that term to say, when you want to say something complimentary about Jews, mikam chi Yisrael. But the truth is that in Galus, lo yikri echad. V'aymasai yikri echad. So the Zohar says, and when are we called Echad? The Shaita, the Yafkin Yisrael and Galus. Only when Yisrael leaves Galus. Knesset Yisrael, Ahadras, Lasra, and only when Knesset Yisrael returns to her place. Asra means place, Asar, Chol Asar v'Asar. Only when Knesset Yisrael returns to her place. Knesset Yisrael, Ahadras, Lasra, Lizdav Gebe, Bekut Shabrich. To be reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only when the Shechin is together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only when the Shechin is together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only when Knesset Yisrael is back in Eretz Yisrael are we able to be Mizdavek. That's Kivyachal where our husband lives. That's Kivyachal where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Of course, Melo Chalar is Kavayda. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place for Am Yisrael to live together with him as a husband and a wife, as Chasan and Kala, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, that's in Yerushalayim, that's in Eretz Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is Ahadus L'Hesrael, is Davge Be V'Kud Shabuch. Hadohu D'Chsiv, as it says in Pasuk, Bayom Ahu Yashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only on that day will Hashem be one and His name will be one. V'dah v'loidah l'yikri echad. And one without the other, l'yikri echad. Knesset Yisrael, without the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rochel Yemeinu, without Yaakov Avinu, is not called Echad. It's not called one. There's no such thing. Le'ikri Echad. Teinach Kodesh Baruch Hu b'Knesset Yisrael de'ikri Echad. No. Teinach means move on. We could understand that we could imagine that as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mizdavik with Knesset Yisrael, in Shemayim, with the root of our neshama in Shemayim, that's called Echad, that there's still that Yichud that's in the root of existence in Shemayim. Say that. Yisrael l'sata dinun zaminen kegavna d'le'ela. For the Jewish people here, down below in this world, who are trying to be misakin themselves gigavna de la'ela in true unity the way that it is above. The closest we get to that is Shabbos. Gigavna. Shabbos is Rosadech. We're trying, and that's the whole thing, Innovation's Chal, Friday night, L'chadoid, L'chaskala, Chasna, L'chaskala, Friday night. And that's all the talk of the Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash Melech, Yir Melucha, and L'chadoid, by Kabbal Shabbos. That's where that's coming from. But b'me yikun echad. Rabbi Shimon says b'me yikun echad. But over here in this world, say the in the root in Shemayim, in the root of existence, there's this yichud between Zerampin and Malchus, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. But in this world, for us here in this world, b'me yikun echad. How is it possible for us to be Echad? How could this Zivu be in this world? Elab Yushalayim de Lasata Yakun Yisrael Echad. Still, the Zohar says, Rabbi Shimon says, in a very deep and mysterious way, in Yushalayim, in this world, the Jewish people are still called Echad. Elab Yushalayim de Lasata Yakun Yisrael Echad. Next time we're Zarek to be Yerushalayim, let's try to think of that. That it's not, we're not just going for this Malkum or that Malkum or this restaurant or that restaurant. It's Mamish Yerushalayim Blasati, Yakun Yisrael Echad. You can feel that. A person can feel that. Something of that. Something. Minolan. And how do we know this? The chsiv, it says in Pasuk, goy echad ba'aretz. Vadai ba'aretz hem goy echad. Vadai ba'aretz hem goy echad. I mean, the pashas of the Zohar Kodesh, I'm sorry to hurt your feelings in any way, but it doesn't mean by visiting. It means when you dwell in the land, when you live in Eretz Yisrael. Whether you keep one day, you hunt there, or 2 days, you know, whether you it means when you, not just by technicality, you're a toshav, but you actually dwell in the land. Vadei ba'aretz hem goy echad. In Eretz Yisrael, goy echad. Together with Eretz Yisrael, a Jew is called Echad. Together with Eretz Yisrael, v'lo'inin b'luchudayu, but not when we are alone. You hear this? Jews and Galus are called b'luchudayu. When we live in Galus, we're called b'luchudayu. Means that we're alone. You can have a big chevra. You could daven in the shul. There are 1,000 people. And you could be in a community, you know, five towns, Borough Park, Muncie, London, Kanainahara, in these places, there are many, many Jews. No matter how many Jews are together in Golis, it's still called Bilchudayu, it's still called alone. It's not Echad. It's called Bilchudayu. The whole umikam chiyasog echabaretz sagile. Rabbi Shimon says it would have been enough to say umikam chiyasog. Again, if this was a compliment to say that the Jewish people are fantastic, it would have been enough to say umikam chiyasog. Or if you want to say that Jews are united with each other and we really help each other out, it would be enough to say, "Umikam chisol goyachad." That would be enough to say. But it says, "Umikam chisol goyachad ba'aretz." So you can't get away from that. That's what it says. That's what Rabbi Shimon is emphasizing. "Umikam chisol goyachad ba'aretz." Or la ikun echad ela ba'aretz. Zivuga the high arts. The zivuga the high arts means, in that zivug, that mating of the Jewish people with our land. Kigavna dila eila. The same way that it is above, meaning in that zivug of Zeranpin, of the higher spheres. With Malchus. The Kesher is only a Kesher when it's with Malchus. If you go to the most lavish chasna in the world, the most beautiful chasna, and they spend millions of dollars on this chasna, you come to the place, you never saw such a thing. There's a 50-piece bin, and every food in the world that you can imagine. It's a tremendous, tremendous big chasna. They took out some stadium someplace to make this chasna. The only thing that's not there is the kala. That's what Rabbi Shimon said. If Malchus is not there, then so the only thing that's missing is the kala. Have you ever tried to make chasna without a kala? It's lovely. I'm sure they're working on that, you know. But make a chasna on a kala. It's not chasna without a kala. We begin kach, kiloi kosher dobe dobe zivug echad. The same way in the higher world, if there's a separation by the spheres between those higher spheres of chesed, gevurah, tiferes, netzach, hod, yesod, and the last sphere, which is Malchus, which is the Shechina, Knesset Yisrael, so then there's no zivug. The kal is not here. So then, chas v'chalila, that metzias in this world is the separation between a Jew and Eretz Yisrael. Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Shimon ends with the words, Akoch ul kayun di Yisrael. How fortunate the Jewish people are to have this chelik. Meaning, Ashreinu, that we're Hashem's kala. Ashreinu, that we're Hashem's kala. And that it's possible for us to return to our home, to our land, and to be reunited with the Chasim. To be in that way, of Mikam Chisov, Goy Echad Baris. But on a deeper level, what the Chaban is saying is that we're still in Golis now, and even though we can go back to our land, until the final Gula takes place, this reunion is not what it used to be. The relationship is not what it used to be. It's still, like the Gra describes, it's still beside Hachisaynus. Now, you know that the Gra desperately wanted to return to Eretz Yisrael himself. He was held back by Hashgacha Pratis, by very, very, very strange circumstances in his life. That although he headed towards Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't able to go. But there were some of his greatest Talmidim that did go to Eretz Yisrael, just like the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The Baal Shem also wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he wasn't able to make it there, and he had to go back. They needed Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. The Groz decided Mashiach ben Yosef. But some colleges, they needed Mashiach ben David, and they weren't able to go back. And then the matzav they were in now, the guy is saying, we're waiting for Tchias HaMeis. Well, V'chol Zayis, there is Me'ein, a zivug that takes place when Jews return to the land. And the Gaon spoke a lot about that, and we're going to be learning a lot about that. The significance of our being in Eretz Yisrael, even now, even before Gula, the significance of the return. A great part of the Sefer is about that. The significance of our being there even now. Page Lam Gimel. It's been taught countless times in the Zohar Kodesh and the other Svarim of Pnimius. Shalo osid lovay tizgala teres ha-pnimius b'chol oyer v'toike v'ayimim l'sa. That in the future Mashiach comes, the inner light of Torah is going to be revealed, all of its strength, all of its exaltedness, the inner light of Torah will be revealed. And as it says in the Zohar Kodesh, that with the Zohar Kodesh, we're going to leave Golas Berachimim Rabim. Berachimim Rabim. Ubir in Yinzen notes Mamish, Mamesh on Madam. To understand what is the connection between Geula and Pnimius HaTorah, between Pnimius HaTorah and Eretz Yisrael. What's the inyan of Pnimius HaTorah? I'm just a simple person. I don't. Pnimius HaTorah is not for me. I'm trying to understand a little bit just the Pshat and Chumash and Rashi and the Gemara. I know you're talking about the Pnimius HaTorah, the hidden Torah, the deeper meaning of Torah. Why is it that Geula depends upon the Zohar Kodesh? Upon learning the Zohar Kodesh, or learning the Svarim that teach us what the Zohar is talking about. Why is that? Why is there a curriculum for Geula? Why is that? Yetzi Yisrael min ha-galus barach mirabim, the Zohar says, Yafkun Yisrael min. Rabbi Shimon said that with this book, Sifra Da, with this book, meaning the Sefer Zohar, the Jewish people are going to leave Golus Berachim. Why do we need that book to get out? What's the meaning of that? If you're around here at 9:30 in the morning on Thursday morning, I'm going to be giving a shiur on the Inyan. On this inyan of, in halacha, the inyan of Puruvu, and the connection between Puruvu and Pnimius HaTorah and Geula. But to understand the Aleph, what does this mean? Kisoid Pnimius HaTorah HuTorah Sashchin. Pnimius HaTorah is not just a subject. People think that, no, I can do it without that. I'm trying to learn other stuff. So, and there's plenty to do. There's plenty of things to learn. What do I have to have? Pnimius HaTorah. But Pnimius HaTorah is Torah Sashchina. It's the language of the Shechina. It's the world of the Shechina. It's the world of Yichud, of Chazon HaKal. That's what Pnimius HaTorah is. Pnimius HaTorah is Shir HaShir. It's Chazon HaKal. It's the Yichud of your father, Yossi Gittirtsa. Of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Pnimius HaTorah is the way that a Jew is able to see the Chasam and Kala. Now, when you see them walking on the street or you see them in a store, so that's okay, Beseda, that's the Chasam and Kala, the husband and wife are in the store, they're shopping, or the husband and wife are in shul, Beseda, it's nice. But that's not what Pnimius HaTorah is. That's the Niglus of Torah. The Niglus of Torah, which is very holy and very beautiful, very beautiful, beautiful. But the Chasna Kala, when they're just with each other, it's something else. It's a different Indian. It's a different Indian when they're with each other. It's the need of Mashchenia Cherech and Arusa. It's a different Matthias, it's a different world. It's the Soid, it's the secret. The Torah Sashchina, Vahainu, she ain't a Torah Hamadeberes Rakhman Yitzaitzel in the Shama by Deadness. Therefore, when you learn Zohar Kodesh, when you learn Pnimius HaTorah, the Zohar is not speaking to a lonely individual Jew that's by himself, that's separated. It's a limb that's torn away from the entire body. Elatera hamedaberes al haguf kulay. Pnimius HaTorah speaks always about Knesset Yisrael, about the entirety of that organism of Am Yisrael, of Chasan Kala. Soid Hashchina. The Hibol is Sarte to Lahadrich as an Neshamas beside Avaidis Apnimius. And the whole purpose of the Zohar Kodesh and the other form of Apnimius is to carve a path and to be Madir, to give Hadracha, to guide the Neshamas beside Avaidis Apnimius. The secret and the mystery of serving Hashem, Avaidis Apnimius. Avaidis Apnimius. She avadosam kitei, the eva b'shchina, which is the avoid like being a cell and a limb of the shchina. V'loy avadosam b'protius levada, beside tikkun atzma, and not in the way of a person's own, just this individual avoda, separated beside tikkun atzma. Which doesn't mean that the svarman is filled with hadrochas for us as individuals, but when you learn Pnimius HaTorah, it's always about that reality of Knesset Yisrael. And whatever tikkunim you're making with yourself, it's only to be makashi tekala, it's only to adorn the bride, kishu tekala. It's only part of the union of the kala at the chasna. It's always the kala at the chasna, and the chasna waiting for the kala to be properly adorned. All the tikkunim are for the sake of the zivug. It's not because I want to be, just because I want or need to be better. But I need to prepare for the chasm. Because I am, my life is about readying myself for this yichud with the chasm. It's a different It's a different mitzvahs. It's a different mitzvahs. When you talk to a girl and it's a few months before her chasana, everything that she's doing and everything that she's thinking, everything that she's saying is chasana. It's chasana. So, so her friend, her single friend who's not engaged will ask her, maybe you want to spend a few minutes together, we'll go out for pizza. And she'll say, you know, I'm getting married in 3 months. And the one that the one that's not in that relationship does it. It's okay, so you don't have a half hour. She's in a place of chasna. In a place of chasna, I'm not justifying such behavior. You should try to find a half hour. But in that place of chasna, she's thinking like this poor girl now, but she doesn't understand. She doesn't understand. I have to get ready for my chasna. Yeah, but I was going to say the stores are closed already, but I know online it's open 24 hours. So she didn't get her magic slippers. I don't know whatever she wears over there. So she didn't get her glass slippers, and therefore she can't go out for pizza with her friend. What's that? She's in a place of chasna. And in that place of chasna, everything is that Indian of chasna. Of course, there's only a morsel of. When you see a tzaddik, the way everything about a tzaddik is always the chasna. A tzaddik lives always in that harin mezamenis atzmi place of avodas Hashem, of being part of something, not just being yourself. Because the first time it says in Torah, like Torah Hayoyis Adam Levad, was talking about esol le'ezik aneg, the story of chasna kam. On a deeper level, of course, it means Asia's Chalatev is violent. It means Lachadai Likras Karal, Kachabichon Shchin. But it means not being yourself. It means not being by yourself anymore. Le Avadasim, the Proteus Lavada, Say Tikkun Atzma. So, of course, we have to make all of the Svarma Pnimis. We'll talk about all the Tikkun we have to make. And the Zarakot doesn't say you have to put on Tfilin. Instead, of course, you bring on, but the Tfilin, the Tfilin is a Hachana for the Yichud. The tefillin is a way of yichud. It's a way of being unified with the chasam. It's not the same thing. It's the same tefillin, but it's a different inyan. It's the inyan of not being alone. It's the oimek ma'ashenayda tom nevachal pina v'pnimis atar. Therefore, any place you look in Pnimei Satara, wherever you look in Pnimei Satara, Soid L'Shem Yichu Kutshu V'Yichu Shchin. Everything in Pnimei Satara is about this Soid, this mystery, this secret, L'Shem Yichu Kutshu V'Yichu Shchin. That's why in Chassidus, everything is about Bittul. Letting go of the ego, letting go of that being separate and being your own yeshus. Allowing yourself to return to the whole. That's what bittul is. When you hear talk that's not coming from Pnimei Satara, it sounds like it's all about finding yourself. When you hear the talk of Pnimei Satara, it's all about finding the other. It's a different lashon. The lashon of Rabbi Shimon is a different lashon. The lashon of Pnimei Satara, it's a different language, it's a different world. You see the Dibur of Rabbi Shimon, every page of the Zohar Kodesh, every second word, Rechimoy, my beloved. You see that all of a sudden you see these the Tanoim, they're bawling and they're crying. And like when you're learning it, you say, like, what's everybody all worked up about? Why is everybody crying over here? Did I miss something? And there was, of course you missed something, you missed the chasm. All of a sudden, Kabochi, you see, Bachinan. All over the Zohar Kodesh, crying. Was somebody crying? We're not talking about making yourself better. Of course, that's what's going on, but making yourself better for the chasm. Because there's a yichud. That's something different. That's what b'chi is. B'chi is what crying. B'chi Therefore, all the Zohar and the Kisrei tell us, and Chassidus says, to try to align yourself and to correct your behavior in such a way, l'tikun hashchin. All the dibum of tzar hashchin, which we have outside of the Zohar, you have in Gemara's at the very beginning of Shas, you have the need of tzar of the shchina crying. But in the niglus of Torah, you don't understand what that means. The shchina crying. What is that? Tzar hashchina, you know, the inyan of tzar hashchina. But sometimes, maybe some of you a little bit before Tisha B'Av, you look at something in a sefer and it talks about thinking about the tzar hashchina. What does that mean? The anguish of the shchina. What is the meaning? This Shabbos is the yahrzeit of Rachel Imenu, nachon? What does it mean? Racham avak al b'neil ve'inenu. What does that mean? Ve'inenu. Does Rambam say ve'inenu means that they're not learning the Zohar Kodesh, they're not learning Pnimus HaTorah, ve'inenu, so therefore Rachel is crying because Jews are not learning Pnimus HaTorah, and because they're not learning Pnimus HaTorah, they have no musag that there's an inyan of their chasen being lonely for them. And all of their avoid is beside Golus, it's in the way of Golus, it's in the way of ilichudai, of being alone, not being together with the Shechina. And Rachel Imenu is crying over that. Al b'neil, einenu. Rachel mevak al b'neil. Me anuli nachim, einenu. She can't be consoled. Rachel is the Shechina. Einen. The Zivug, Yichud, Chasam Kaila. That's the world of Pnimis HaTorah. Loi la'atzmai hanifred. Not just avoid la'atzmai hanifred. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll continue next.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.